talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I want to say I am delighted that Devil Radio has come up with an app that you can download from the Apple and Google store and from our website and take Devil Radio with you wherever you go on your phone. Listen to it whenever you want, favorite show, any show. Really delighted to see that. So download the app. I want to go back to Liz Cheney. The Republican Party is somewhat split. They're polling. However, among Republicans nationally who were polled, 50% said that she should be removed from leadership in the House caucus, Republican caucus. Only 18% said no. About 32% were undecided. But among Democrats, 62% said no. Independents, 38% said no. Only 12% of Democrats thought it was a good idea, only 4% of independents. That's very, very damaging to the Republican Party. Trump put out, right after the vote, put out a typical gutterball statement saying that, quote, this is unbelievable, quote, Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being and a warmonger. You know, That's the kind of thing King Jong-un says, who doesn't have an overly nuanced command of English. You know, she is a bitter, horrible person. No, bitter, horrible human being and a warmonger. I mean, warmongers are what China would call us back in the 50s or 60s. You know, I don't know where he comes up with this, Trump, but his base, his kind of sad cultist base, apparently likes this kind of stuff. But the bad news for Republicans is that between undecideds and negatives, you have half the Republican Party. And really disturbingly, you have something like a 10-1, 9.5-1 opposition by independents. One of the amazing things, the Orwellian things, was Kevin McCarthy puts out a statement that says, Republican Party is for free speech and freedom, and that's why we're muzzling Liz Cheney and throwing her out. I mean, it's, you know, war is peace, right out of 1984, George Orwell. This is a very, very disturbed party, very disturbed party. Liz Cheney was magnificent. They ginned it up through a voice vote to protect everybody. And now what you'll find, for instance, in Wisconsin, some Republicans won't tell you who they voted for if they were part of the voice vote. Some will say, yeah, I voted to get rid of her. And some will say, like Gallagher up in Green Bay, I abstained or I didn't do it. And it's all baloney, all baloney. They took refuge behind a voice vote to save their worthless hides. Well, their worthless hides are not going to be saved by this stupid contrivance. Well, Arizona just passed legislation restricting mail-in voting in a very peculiar way. 75% of voters in Arizona vote by mail, absentee. 75%. There's a lot of senior citizens down there. They don't feel like waiting in line in bad heat. I don't know if you've ever been to Arizona. I've been there. I like Arizona. But I'll tell you what. If you had to stand in line in August or June, you'd have to have a full support. You'd have to be in a tent and have somebody spray you with water. I'm not kidding. It's very, very hot. It'll get up in the 110, 15 degree range. And you can even get well into the 90s in the spring and the fall. In the fall, you can get over 100. So 75% like to vote by mail. What's wrong with that? In Oregon and Colorado, everybody votes by mail. Very secure. Can't tamper with a mail-in ballot. Well, Arizona is not going to send mail-in ballots to people who haven't voted in two consecutive elections. The problem with that is a lot of people vote in presidential elections. Then less than that, but a lot vote in Senate and congressional elections. But fewer than that vote in local municipal elections and especially primaries. You know, I vote in every election, but in February, we'll have a primary for a circuit court judgeship, or we'll have a primary for an alderman or a school board member. A lot of people don't vote in those primaries. Ours is in February. Theirs could be in virtually any month. But, you know, there'll be six names. You won't really know much about any of them. You figure, well, we'll let the powers that be sort it out and come up with the final two, and then I'll deal with it. And most people don't even vote for that. Most people do not vote in two consecutive elections. That means that most people in Arizona are not going to get mail-in ballots. And yet 75% of them voted mail-in in November 3rd. This is nothing more than an attempt, and it's going to really hit the urban area of Phoenix, the university town of Tucson, and it's going to hit a lot of people in minority areas and students and others who aren't going to vote in two consecutive elections. They also fortunately scrapped, you'll not believe this, you'll not believe it, but I'm going to say it because it is true. You know this crooked audit that's going on by this QAnon-leaning group, Cyber Ninja down there, using ultraviolet to damage ballots? They were given original presidential ballots, which is a travesty. They're federal property. And the state Senate gerrymandered, illegitimate, ordered that they get them. And the federal government didn't intervene, should have intervened. They'll damage the ballots and then say, or miss some or lose some. People that looked at the room said there were unattended computers, unattended boxes of original ballots lying around. Anybody could just pick a certain ward in Phoenix and walk off with it. And right there, you might have Joe Biden's margin. Joe won Arizona by 10,000 votes because he creamed him, creamed Trump, Maricopa County, Phoenix, lost a lot of other places. But they had a plan, and they were about to implement it to go door to door. And with the mail-in ballots, they'd send a couple of thugs to the door. Woman answers, maybe she's home alone. They go, ma'am, Betty, there's a ballot here. We can't believe it. Did you actually vote for Biden? And she'll tremble and she'll look. I mean, what is this? This is Putin. This is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, murderer of Khashoggi, Chainsaw Charlie. This is the kind of thing they do. Why are we tolerating this in the United States? The outcry got so bad. That they have momentarily pulled in that plan. But do not discount in Arizona anything, including destruction of ballots, including intimidating voters after the vote, going to their homes door to door. Do not discount the very high possibility that Republicans will do that in Arizona. This is not the party of Eisenhower, Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, Ronald Reagan. This party is a clear and present danger to the United States. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, two people, Kevin McCarthy and I think it's Andrew Clyde. How can you even deal with people like this? I mean, this Clyde guy, he described it, well, you heard how he described it. I mean, to me, it looked like a collection of the worst Jerry Springer shows. But to say that it looked like just a normal tour, and then what a wonderful thing Mr. McCarthy says right after the meeting with President Biden. How do you work with this guy? What does he say? I just had a meeting with corrupt Joe Biden. and I'm not gonna we're not gonna go down the path of you know, socialism and blah blah blah. The only theory I've come up with, Matt, is there's 435 people in the House,
and if you 435, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. If you assemble any group of 435 people, you're going to probably get about maybe 40, 50 of them that are, you know, just crazy. And that's what's happened.
Well, you nailed it on the head. I'm going to respond to that. I'm going to bring in one more call right now, Bill of Oconomowoc, and then I'll get back to both of you after the break. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Matt. On the radical right, we talked about this the other day. My plan is, and I think it should be all of our plans, is to isolate these people. Yesterday, I called Liz Cheney's office and said, even though I'm a Democrat, I appreciate her standing up for America. We
good for
have
you.
To applaud every Republican that stands up for America. I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're independent. If you care about this country, support those people. It's the lifeblood of our country. This right. radical group, I got on Dan O'Donnell's
Bill,
show.
I have to go to a break. It's a mandatory break. Either hold on or I'm going to respond to you. I really appreciate your calling Liz Cheney. I was considering doing it myself. Go into a quick break, and then we'll be back. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.